Good morning. Today is the 37th day of the Omer. If you haven't had a chance to count it as yet, please do so during daylight hours. Learning of the Mishnayos in our shul is learned the Ilui Nishmas Sara Malka Basar Yitzchak. We are in Mesechta Para. We are in the fifth parak Mishnayos Zayin and Ches. Yesterday we were involved in a discussion about what makes a kli. The Torah says v'nasan alav mayim chayim el keli, that the water and the ash of the Parah Adum are mixed in a kli. So we know that it has to be a set kli. And so our Mishnah now continues discussing what makes a kli. Hashokesh Shabasela, what about a trough that's carved into a rock? So you have a stone that's carved out and used to hold water for animals to drink from. And there's a hole that's drilled in the side of the trough that allows water to flow from a spring into the trough, but it's actually attached to the ground. Saying mamalin ba vein mekachin ba, you can't fill it up for mechatas from it, because even though it has a receptacle, but it's attached to the ground, and so therefore it's considered like the ground. Vein mekachin ba, you also can't consecrate vein azin mimene. You can't sanctify the water there, and you can't sprinkle the water from there onto a person. But at the same time, it's also not a kli, so that it can't become tame simply by being a hollowed-out kli. It's considered attached to the ground, and the tumah won't come in, so it doesn't need to be protected by being in a larger kli that happens to have a seal around it. Feina posalas asamikvah, it also doesn't, the water that flows from there into a mikvah will not ruin the mikvah as well. Generally speaking, a mikvah has to have it has to have water that is not drawn. That is to say, you can't take water from a mikvah and pour it into to the mikvah from a utensil. This is not a utensil because it's on the ground. What if it started out as a vessel and I came and I attached it to the ground with plaster or limestone? So the Mishnah says, right? And so then, once it's the utensil, so then what happens? Then it's just a detached trough. It is a kli. If it is a kli, you can make mecha, you can draw water for paraduma water in it, and you can make paraduma in it, and you can sprinkle my paraduma water from it onto a tame person, and it would work. On the other hand, it can also become tame. Utzrichat samit pasal, it can become tame, so it can only be saved from the tumah status if you have a big sealed up cover on top of it. The bosalas asamikvah, water that goes from there, can ruin the amikvah. Nikva milmatan upakakup is smartud. What if there's a hole in the bottom of the trough, right? And you stuffed it up with a rag. So hamayim shebesochah psulin, that water that's inside is not going to be able to be used for para aduma water. Mipnei she'enam agulim kli, because it's not surrounded by a kli. There's a hole on the bottom, so therefore it's not surrounded by a kli. It's just the water is looking for the place to escape. But if the hole is higher up on the side of the kli, so then hamayim shebesochah k'shem mipnei she'enam agulim kli, the water that's underneath the hole. Right, there's a hole in the side of a cup. Try to imagine a cup. Try to see a hole in the side of the cup. All the water underneath it is not going to be looking to get out. In fact, it's all in a vessel. So that water is going to be okay. Asula atara shaltit v'holchu hamayim l'sham. What if you made a rim of clay for the trough and the water went there? So the Mishnah says psulin. So in such a situation, it's no good. But imhaya bari kedei shi'inata ima k'sherim. But if there was enough water, if the rim is strong enough that when you lift something up with the trough, so then the water inside, is even though it's surrounded by the rim of clay, it's still going to be considered part of the kli, and it's going to be acceptable for all things that that it needs to be considered for. Shtei shokaso sheba evan achas. What if I have two troughs and one boulder, says the Mishnah? Kiddush achas meam hamayim shebishniya ena mekudashim. So if I sanctify paraduma water in one of them, the one that it flows off into is not going to be mekudashos. Hayu nekuvos zulizu. But what if they were perforated, if they from one to the other? So now the water flows from one trough into the other trough. Either it has a tube or a pipe that runs through it, or it's got the water just slightly goes over the top of the first trough into the second trough. The kidesh es achas mehem, and then I sanctify the water in the first trough that flows into the second. So then, hamayim shebishniyam ukudashim, you have to understand, in that situation, the water in the second one is also considered paraduma water. It flowed from the first one right into the second one. We'll stop here, Be'ezus Hashem. Will continue with this idea when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.